Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. We are sorry for the delay. We were having problems connecting with our studio. It's Tuesday, January 7th, and imagine it's 7 degrees outside. And we can say that with praise and thanks in our heart, not taking what we have for granted and the comfort of being on the inside, protected from the elements and this Arctic weather that we're experiencing across the U.S. and certainly in this region as well. And from inside, I can hear the wind about 30, 35 miles an hour, just whistling through the trees. It's bitter. It's extremely cold. So we have to be careful to protect ourselves, whatever that may mean for you. Need to have heating, and if you go out, need to dress extremely warm, and that would mean many layers of clothing. But it's 7 degrees, and it's noteworthy because we're not used to having this kind of weather. At least in recent times, we have not had anything like this, but it's the 7th of January, and it's 7 degrees outside. Praise God for warmth. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to our program. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your patience with us, even through some of our technical challenges that occur from time to time. But this is a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning you, concerning me, the nations, and the rest of the earth. And I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes. And I consider myself, particularly on a day like today, awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed, because we have something wonderful like healing. And today, we really do, on a serious note, I can't imagine someone being homeless on a day like today, meaning they don't have the benefit of a home. They have to sleep at a bus terminus or terminal, or, you know, they're in a transportation station, they're in an alleyway somewhere, under cardboard boxes, and so on. It's unimaginable. I just cannot believe that that would be the case for someone. However, there are many people that is the case. And my heart goes out to them, and I'm sure yours do too. And certainly the Lord is concerned about them. So today we want to intercede on behalf of those that are so disadvantaged or so underprivileged, if you will, that they're without the warmth that you and I enjoy. Just feel the warmth in your place. Just feel that. Soak it up. That's provided by the grace and mercy of God. It wasn't provided by ourselves. God provided for us. He gave the strength, the wherewithal, and the supply so that we can have that level of comfort. And it may be just so that we could do what we're doing right now. Just be a space and a place for hope for those that do not have this privilege. And some of them may be children, some may be adults. It doesn't matter. This weather really is indifferent to who you are and what you are if you're not in a place warm. You know, it's dangerous out there at 7 degrees. Well, welcome, and thank you for joining us. This is a privilege for us to get together as we are in prayer. Now, I'm opening up your lines. If you have a prayer request, we want to entertain that. Right now, we want you to, we invite you, if you will, to give breath to whatever is on your heart. Give it life by speaking it. God spoke and there was light. You know, we have to speak what's on our hearts to really give it life. And so that's an opportunity for us to share and praise. Good morning and welcome to you. And praise God for you. So speak up if you have a praise report or a prayer request. We are here for that purpose. May God bless you richly as you come forth.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for this brand new day. Thank God for his new mercies that he showered upon us each day. I have a prayer request for myself and my family. As everyone know, I was constantly asking for prayer for my family in Trinidad.
Yes.
Excuse me. Well, my dad went on to be with the Lord at 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon. And as far as I heard from my stepmother and my relative, it was a peaceful transition. As from Saturday gone, he had a stroke, so he knew no one. He knew he was totally blind, deaf, and everything. But it was a peaceful transition. My stepmother said he went to be with the Lord in peace, and everyone is at peace that, you know, we did all that we could have done for him and with him. And I just want to keep my family in Trinidad in prayer, and also myself and my daughter. We are trying to get a flight out, but so far nothing. Well, my daughter, she located one to leave this morning, but it wasn't confirmed yet because so far all the... She would be leaving from Washington, and she hopefully the flight will be confirmed to leave today. I am not getting anything before Friday. So I don't know if I'll be there because they're planning to do the going home service on Friday. So I'm praying and asking God to something happen so that I could be there. If not, I ask for God's strength to carry me through this week. I thank everyone who has my family up in prayer. I know it's just God's strength that kept me throughout the past couple of months. And I want to thank everyone. I want to thank you, Pastor, for being at my side and praying and keeping me strong in the faith.
Well, words, of course, in this particular set of circumstances, I don't know that there is anything that I can say which I would love to know that it may make a difference. However, we can pray, and that's what we will do. God has his will and his way, and our lives are about it's like a blade of grass. It shoots up in the morning and it withers by the noonday. Our lives are short, and we look to the Lord right now with you for continued strength in this process. we come to these moments like this where there's nothing we could do except just trust the Lord. We have plans and we make plans. There's plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, and we might as well strike all of those because there's nothing we could do but trust. And I'm going to ask, and I am asking all of our prayer warriors, if you will, to agree with us, agree with you in these moments as you just feel carried. We ask the Lord to give you a sense of being carried by Him through this so that you don't have hopelessness. You have a sense of joy at the bottom of all of this, that you're in Christ and you're in the Lord. And we want to pray for the family, of course, that each one would be able to process what is happening and what has happened in the light of God's goodness and God's grace, which is what carries us. We have experienced that ourselves in our family. And I tell you, I look back and I can tell you, there is God. There is not a God, but there is God. He's the only wise God. And He's the one that carries us through. And He gives us a peace that passes all understanding. And truly it passes all understanding because you're thinking you're supposed to come up and feeling that you really should come apart at every seam, except that something is holding you together, and it is the Lord. And that's what it's doing for you, Christine. It's holding you together. The love of God has held you and kept you, and that is true for the rest of the family. So let us pray. Father, we thank you that, first of all, for this day. It's a day that has arrived, and we know that we can face all of this day because you're with us. We have no doubt about that. Today we ask you to cleanse us even as we approach your throne. Wash us, forgive us for our sins, for our trespasses, and for our iniquities. Make us whole. And we come boldly. We come knowing that we must come. We should come, because where else would we go? Who else would we approach except that you are God and you reign over every circumstance, over every situation? So we have this peaceful and quiet confidence that you hear us and you respond. Father, we thank you right now for Christine. We pray, O God, that she would sense the warmth, even as we are indoors compared to outdoors, and we feel the comforts of that zone, and we know that we are protected. And that's the confidence, Lord, that we have in you, and we ask for that for Christine and her entire family. And Father, we thank you for the life of her father and all of that meant to them, and of course to you yourself. We pray right now, Lord, as they desire to come together from wherever they are, to come together for the moment of saying farewell for now to their father to bury his body, that you would make the way. Whatever is your will, you would make the way. You would remove every obstacle, every hindrance, so that they would be able to gather together. And Father, I pray that that gathering would be one in which you are allowed full place in the midst, in the midst to minister compassion, grace, mercy, peace, and that even in this sense of parting of someone from the family, that there would be unity and harmony like never before. And the family may even now rise to a level of being that has never been before, a higher level in you, because that is your will, that is your plan. That in the face of death, new life would spring up like never before. Bless each and every one of them, all of the children, all of the adults. Bless them, Lord. Cause them to see you in each other. Cause them to see the wonderful thing that you have done by creating them as a family. And that now they will have an appreciation for what you've done that they did not have before this event. Thank you for causing peace for the deceased. Yes. Thank you for being a blessing in his life, keeping him through all that he went through, and for causing his suffering not to be prolonged, but to be shortened. Because one day, we know that we'll all, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. And they that remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air, and to be with him for all eternity. So we thank you, Lord, that you are the rock and the anchor in this storm of parting that is occurring in Christine's family, the separation from their loved one. So we thank you, Lord, for keeping. We thank you for the testimony of your grace, your compassion that's being felt and experienced even now. We pray, Lord, that transportation will be available. And we don't know how or why, but we do know that the Arctic weather has produced lots of cancellations and congestions in air traffic, etc. So we don't know, but we just trust you. We just trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Christine,
our hearts go
out to you, and these are not casual words that I'm speaking. You know, it brings back memories of the parting from this life of our own mother. Just a couple of years ago, about 2 years, more than 2 years now, and so I'm totally relating, and I'm totally empathetic to what you're experiencing right now, and of course what the rest of the family is experiencing. And I can say this: you're going to go through this, and you don't know how. Don't even try to figure it out. You won't know how. You'll just be brought through by the grace of Almighty God. God is not laughing at our predicament where death is present even in life. God is feeling what you're feeling right now. He's feeling what you're feeling. But he also is feeling that with hope, not a hope-so hope, but a no-so hope, that one day, this will be no more because of what Christ did. He overcame death, and so he has made it possible that one day death will be no more. No more. It's hard to imagine, but it's true. It's the word of God. Death will be no more. So we pray your comfort and the warmth of God's grace to surround your heart and for
yes,
you to be blessed even now, even in the midst of this, that you are blessed. You're blessed. And once we have gone past, and you have gone past the interment, the burial of your father, you'll have awesome memories of what he meant to you and
yes,
to the others. And you want to take on all that is good, all that is good. Take it on. Because it was passed on to you as was given to him. Take it on and run the rest of your life with it. That's what I've learned from the experiences that we've had, passing of our dad, passing of our mother. And what we have left is all that they did and said to us and all that they did for us. And I can tell you, you realize you're blessed, and your blessed is blessed, really. So we thank God, and thank you for sharing your heart's burden with us. And we feel your heart, and we are standing with you. All of your gospel tabernacle is standing with you. This program, all of our intercessors, all of our prayer warriors, all of our listeners far and wide, everyone can relate to what you're experiencing right now. And we all wish you God's grace, God's mercy, and wish you well, even as you experience this. In Jesus'
name
we pray. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I thank God for the prayer line. This prayer line has kept me steady and kept me strong for the past, from since April. Is April we started?
Yes.
Yeah, we started May. Because I have to know here, we started in May. And this has kept me going, kept me looking forward to every day with a new expectation. And I thank God again for the prayer line, and I pray and I know that great things would come out of this prayer line in time to come.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you once again for sharing your heart with us. And I believe with all my heart that God is faithful and he is with you and he's with the family. He's with the family. He feels what all of you are feeling right now. Okay, let's pray. And I did promise, I did feel a burden to pray for those that are homeless right now. I mean, it's in our face. And this weather is incredible. And we don't know what God is doing, and so we're not complaining as much as we're thanking God for allowing us to be relatively comfortable, and I trust that you are, that you're warm. Welcome to our program today, and thank you for joining us. And but there are people who are exposed, either they could be they don't have heat at home. That's a problem right there for this in this kind of weather. And or they're out in the elements, they don't have a warm place to stay. Father, we come to you and our hearts are touched even on this day. We know that you're concerned about every person that you've created. And there are those of us, such as us, we are so blessed that we are indoors and we have the comfort of a warm home, a warm apartment. And we thank you, Lord, so much for that. We don't take it for granted. But outside, as you know, Lord, it's extremely cold. And anyone that's exposed to that is in danger. Their health, safety, and well-being is in danger. We pray right now, Lord, that hearts would be touched. And if they're in a bus transportation hub, that they would be allowed to stay where it's warm indoors, and that warming stations even more would be open up on this day so that people can enter and be warm and be safe. We thank you, Lord, and we ask you to keep each person, keep them from harm, keep them from danger. And Father, help us and help them to understand your love even a little more because of this weather, as we feel the warmth and the comforts of being in safety and indoors, and we realize
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We glorify your name, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you for answering our prayer. We thank you that we are able to come before you, Lord.
God, we know that your prayer here, Father God, and even right now, God, that you are providing places of warmth and shelter, oh God, for all those that are home, God, all those that don't have a place to stay, Lord God. We know even right now, God, that you are making a provision for them, Lord God. Oh, Master, this morning we just give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise,
yes,
Lord God, for what you are doing, God, because you, God, are the Father of all of us, Father God, and you see and you know the situation of those, oh God, that are usually on the streets, oh God, without any place or any shelter. But even, oh God, in this time, oh God, where it is so freezing cold out there, those of us that are indoors, Lord God, we don't even want to go out there. So we pray, Lord God, that they, the ones that are out there, Father God, that you provide for them, Lord God. You provide a way, Lord. Give your people, oh God, a heart of compassion and of love this morning. Yes, Father God, to help those that may not be as fortunate as we are. Mighty God, today we just give you praise, oh God, for moving on the hearts and on the minds of the people, oh God, that they would show compassion and love, if even if to call and steer them in the way of a shelter, Lord God. We thank you, God, this morning for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord God, because we know that we're asking, Lord God, that is something that would be of your heart, Lord God, because you told us to love one another, to be compassionate, Lord God. Yes, God, because your love for us, oh God, because of your love for us, you gave us your Son, oh God. And if we say that we are followers of Christ, then we too ought to imitate and do the things, oh God, that Christ did. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you, God. We lift up our hearts in one accord. And we give you thanks, Lord God, for making a way for all those, oh God, that may be out in the streets, that doesn't have a home, that doesn't have provision, oh God, for warmth and shelter. Yes, Lord God, we thank you this morning. We praise you, Lord God. We glorify you, God, and we lift up your holy name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm back.
Lord.
Our connection just suddenly dropped out, so that's what that was. And it's returned. We have it back. Thank you so much for going forward and carrying on. That's what the a fighting force does. You know, you don't stop the battle or the war. You're going on to win. God bless you, and we thank you. As we come towards the end of our program today, I just want to say a couple of things concerning our 21-day fast, of which we are in the third day approximately, second, third day, depending on how you're looking at it. But I trust that you're my wife and I, we're in it fully, and we're anticipating what God will yet do in us, with us, and through us. But we thank God for this period of consecration. And of course, if you have any questions, you can ask them if you're engaging in this 21-day fast. But it's a Daniel-type fast, which is really a partial fast. And the focus is only vegetables. We only consume vegetable products or plant products, so to speak, so that for the next 21 days we are plant strong. And the purpose of this fast is a spiritual one. It's not a fast to lose weight or to regain health, although that may be some of the side effects, if you will. But we are fasting because we are humbling. We're humiliating our souls. We're humbling ourselves before God so that He can raise us up. He's given us a victory. However, the victory is in the level of humility that we can achieve. And we see in the 10th chapter of Daniel, and I encourage you to read that chapter. And in fact, you may want to begin in the 9th chapter. And we'll see that Daniel was in warfare. And we see in the warfare, we see the dynamics of how we fight a spiritual war, if you will. You don't attack anyone. You just humble yourself. And that's what Daniel was doing. Thus, the reason for which he was fasting. He says he fasted for 3 weeks, 21 days. And I'm sure that's not the first time. He did it as a regular feature from time to time. But this time, he thought that it should be 3 weeks. So edify yourself. Read chapter 9 of Daniel, beginning of verse 1, and read all of chapter 10, and you will see why Daniel was fasting. He was fasting for the reason that he saw after reading the book of Jeremiah, because that's all he had. He didn't have Paul's writings. He had only the first five books, which is known as Torah, and the books of the law and the prophets, and that's what he had. So in reading Jeremiah, he saw what God had said through Jeremiah concerning the people of God, and that burdened him. So his fast was for a very high reason. The reason we're fasting is to humiliate our souls so that we are in position for a visitation, a revival coming to us from heaven. We're making straight paths for our feet and preparing the way of the Lord. That's what we're doing. We want God's plan, God's purposes for ourselves, our families, and our communities, our nation, to be fulfilled, the ones that are due in our lifetime. And Daniel saw that during his lifetime, that the people, that God's people that were in captivity in Babylon, were going to be released after being in captivity for 7 years. And he wanted to make a difference. So the first thing he did was repent of his sins. Repentance is at the forefront of our consecration, our 21-day fast. You'll feel the weight of your own sin as you confront that. The Holy Spirit will work with you to show you what you need to see. And then, after having done that, he confessed the sins of his generation, his people. That's something that might be new for some of us. We've never gone beyond ourselves to actually take on the burden of the sins of our people and our generation. But we must. And then the rest is history. You read the narrative, the history there that's recorded in chapter 9 and chapter 10. And we saw this wasn't a 21-day event. Daniel was concerned because he's fasting on the one king, but his concern goes back to the previous king. So it wasn't 2 weeks, it wasn't 3 days that he was concerned. His concern for God's plan and purposes consumed his life. He was preoccupied with that. And that's where God wants you and I, as sons who are taking care of his business in the earth, praying down his purposes into the earth from heaven. So that's just a brief synopsis of, or overview of, what we're about and what God is doing. If you care to join us, well, welcome. And we'll support each other as we go forward for the next 21 days, up until the 25th of January. You're just eating only vegetables, no flesh, no sugars, no coffee, no toxicants, no tea, none of that, no sugar. We're just drinking water. Daniel said, I ate no pleasant food, meaning he did not eat what he was accustomed to or used to. So let's put aside the desserts and the candy and the, all of the wonderful stuff that legitimately we would normally enjoy. But let us now focus on meditating before God, getting his presence, and just listening quietly. Studying his word like Daniel did to see what it's saying to you. Meditating on that and praying. Praying. So we may want to cut back on all the other entertainment. Don't bother to listen to sermons, not even my sermons or teachings. You know, as something that you would normally do. Don't bother at this point to do that. This is not the season for that. There's a season for everything. Don't watch radio and TV or listen to TV ministries or radio ministries. This is not the season for that. Just get with the God, with the Lord, and focus on him. I trust that you're able to do that. And you will see the benefit. You will see the new, fresh growth that will occur in your life as you become more fit for use by the King. In other words, the Holy Spirit will find fresh soil in your heart in which to work. Because the fallow ground, that's the ground that's under there that hadn't been touched by the plow, is being plowed up and turned over for growth, development, for the glory of God, and for the advancement of his kingdom. Well, praise God, and we thank you for being with us on today. On this very day, God has blessed us, and he has blessed you. And Christine, if there's anything that we could do in these in this set of circumstances to be a blessing and assist you, please let me know if there's something
we
can do. But certainly,
I will.
You have our prayers on your behalf and on the behalf of your family. Well, God
yes,
bless
Pastor.
All of
Thank
you today.
Thank you again.
Stay warm. That's important. Stay warm. Dress in layers. And it's still approximately, it's still 7 degrees out there. It hadn't changed. And so God bless you on this day mightily. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We love you all.
Amen.
Have a blessed and safe day, everyone.
Stay warm.
Thank you.
Yes, everyone have a blessed day. And Christine, our blessings are with you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Pastor. Bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless everyone.
Mm-hmm.